Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, May 4th, 2009. The Israeli military injures two civilians in Gaza and kidnaps 10 in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Palestinian medical sources reported that one Palestinian man was moderately wounded on Sunday at night by Israeli military fire targeting an open area east of Khan Yunis in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Another Palestinian was injured in a separate attack in the northern part of the Strip. Dr. Muawiya Hassanein, head of the emergency unit at the Palestinian Ministry of Health, reported that medics evacuated the resident who was injured near Khan Yunis and took him to Al-Nasser Hospital for treatment. Moreover, the Israeli army reported that soldiers opened fire and lightly wounded a Palestinian who approached the security fence in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. The wounded resident was moved to an Israeli hospital for treatment. Meanwhile, in the West Bank, 10 Palestinian civilians were kidnapped during Israeli military invasions targeting a number of communities on Monday. Palestinian sources said troops invaded and searched homes in Bethlehem, southern West Bank, and Jerusalem. The sources added soldiers took the 10 men to unknown detention camps. The army gave no reason for kidnapping the 10 civilians. Also in the West Bank, the Israeli municipality handed out a new demolition orders on Monday to Palestinian families in Jerusalem Old City and around it. Hatem Abdel Kader, Jerusalem Affairs Advisor to the Palestinian Prime Minister, told reporters that the orders include homes inside the Old City of Jerusalem and in the predominated Palestinian neighborhoods of Wadi al-Jouz and Damascus Gate. Abdel Kader added, "The Jerusalem Popular Committee will go to court to fight against those demolition orders." The Jerusalem municipality says the homes were built without the needed building permits. Since Israel occupied the city of Jerusalem in 1967, it has rarely given Palestinians living in Jerusalem permissions to build homes. Israel increased its campaign of demolishing Palestinian homes in the city since the start of this year. The municipality handed out demolition orders to 96 Palestinian families during the month of March, while 88 other orders were issued in February. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura and George Ishmawi.